This is KUT. Think Killeen, Texas, and the U.S. Army post Fort Hood probably jumps into your mind. Since the military facility was created in 1942, the town has had much of its identity and economy tied to the post. As millions of soldiers have flowed in and out of Fort Hood over the years, an interesting food culture has been created outside its gates. Killeen has about 8 Korean restaurants, and as KUT's Veronica Zarakovia reports, Korean food here is more than just a meal. It's a form of comfort food for Koreans and Americans alike.
Killeen has more than 2,000 Koreans, so having a choice of restaurants to get authentic Korean food is a comfort to this community. And many on the Fort Hood base love this food too. Those who come to the restaurant Koreana find more than a meal. Owner Hyusun Tartalia treats soldiers like family.
She's had some customers actually come and see her before they went home and seen their parents when they came back from overseas.
That's her husband, William Tartaglia, describing just how deep that bond is between the soldiers and his wife. For Hyusun, that means losing a customer can be heart-wrenching.
I lose two people, military go to Iraq, and I miss a lot of my customer. Yeah, there's some of them go to war and don't come back. There's something. The heart, too hot.
After wiping a tear, she smiles again when asked about her customers' favorite dishes. Those who've served in Korea are the ones who can handle her spicy dishes like tteokbokki.
Yes, yeah, a very spicy thing. Yeah, love it.
This soup has noodles, vegetables, and bulgogi, which is thinly sliced marinated beef or pork. A lot of diners order bibimbap, which comes in a large bowl with neatly placed, colorful mounds of items like diced carrots, sautéed cucumbers, and seaweed. Steamed rice goes on top under a fried egg, and spicy chili sauce. Korean food is how the Tartaglias met. In South Korea, Hyusun was working at a katusa, a snack bar for Koreans who work alongside American soldiers. This one was on Camp Humphreys. One of William's friends ate there a lot.
His name was Steve. He just thought, I guess, that we would, be good together.
He kept nagging them to have lunch with each other until they got fed up. They agreed to meet so they could get Steve off their backs and they could go on with their lives.
Obviously, it didn't work out that way. We've been together almost 18 years now, so.
William is retired now, and he helps buy fish for her in Dallas, vegetables in Austin. Sometimes he goes a few miles away to the big Korean supermarket in town, O-Mart. O-Mart is like a department store. It has a photo department, a food court. You can buy expensive Korean rice cookers or special refrigerators for kimchi. That's spicy pickled cabbage, and it's Korea's national dish. When I ask O-Mart's owner, Ho Seung-yu, to show me what products are most popular in here, we walk to the kimchi section, of course.
Do you eat it for lunch and dinner?
Oh, anytime.
A lot of even breakfast?
Korean people, they eat most time, breakfast and lunch and dinner too. Yeah. If they not eat the kimchi 2 or 3 days, they're gonna find the kimchi. Where's the kimchi?
Yeah. You can go long without it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back at Hyusun Tartaglia's restaurant, Koreana, Captain Javita Faison says she's addicted to kimchi, though she's never served in Korea. Fellow soldiers she works with introduced her to it.
And since they've gone and they've talked about it so much, I guess you could say I'm hooked on the Korean food because I love kimchi now. So every time we come to lunch, I either get the kimchi fried rice because that's my favorite.
Troy Schof is a fan of Korean barbecue. At Korean restaurants, you grill the thin slices of meat at your own table. Schof started eating Korean food when he was in the Army and went to Seoul.
What I'm eating here, it used to remind me of being in Korea, but now I just associate it with being with my family and our special moments.
At dinner time, you're more likely to find Koreans sharing a family meal.
Yeah, my name is Mie. Last name is Pyeon. It's Korean name.
She's the wife of a pastor at a Korean-American church. She says the food at Koreana is just as good as anything made back home, which in this instance actually doesn't make her feel better.
I miss the home and mommy's cooking. Yeah, I miss them. And then realize food is making them more homesick, but it's getting better.
But Pyeon says she and her family came to serve the many Koreans and Korean-Americans in Killeen. And so she eats this food often in her adopted home away from home. Veronica Zarakovia, KUT News.